From NPR News, this is Day to Day. There are just a few ways to lock in future prices today. You can do it with college tuition for your kids, or you can play the hedging game on Wall Street. Soon we'll have a new chance to do this, and Steve Tripoli is here from Marketplace to tell us about it. Steve, what's the big bargain?
Postage stamps.
Well, that's kind of a letdown. Okay, so there's... Wow, I was hoping for some big payout. Tell us more.
Well, the post office is coming up with this new stamp that you can use forever, which is appropriately nicknamed the Forever Stamp. And the way it works is that after the upcoming increase in first-class stamp prices takes effect, you can buy as many of these stamps as you want at that new price, but only so many per trip to the post office. Then if the price goes up again, they're still good.
Hmm. Well, so I guess it is kind of like those college savings programs, right, where you pay now for tuition for years from now, it's still the same price?
Yeah, you know, probably in a mathematical sense, but, you know, the small scale is the issue here. I scoured the economic landscape this morning for expert opinion on the investing value of stocking up on forever stamps. And is there excitement out there? Well, you know, Ken Mayland at Clearview Economics in Ohio had this to say.
It's not the first item on my agenda with clients.
And Newsweek magazine Wall Street columnist Alan Sloan had this take.
The only way this makes sense is an investment. Is if you put a value on your time of waiting in the post office line.
So, you know, Sloan actually calculated the value of holding a batch of forever stamps versus money market funds at various income tax rates. Bottom line, no surprise, this is really more about convenience, but there is a convenience factor.
Mm, and I guess that's what the post office is playing up. It helps customers who don't have to go buying batches of 2 and 3 cent stamps every time there's a price change.
Yeah, it'll cut down on lines and confusion at the post office when prices change. And the post office gets some other advantages, too. You know, the one we know is that if a lot of folks stock up on forever stamps, the post office gets to invest that money while the stamps are unused. So they could theoretically make more over time than they would by selling stamps later at higher prices.
So, Steve, if making price hikes easier to deal with, does that mean stamp prices will go up more often? We won't mind it so much?
Yeah, you're thinking like a good marketer, Madeline. You know, I thought of something similar, you know, how they usually do postal rate increases just after Christmas to avoid confusion during the busy season. What if this lets them do increases before the holiday now because everyone has their stamps and they can capture all that extra revenue?
Okay, here's an investment idea, a quickie. We customers could hoard piles of these stamps. We could save them for years. The price increases pile up, and then we could sell them for a lot more than we paid for them. What do you think of that?
Well, what if we're all mailing things electronically in the future and never get to use them? Or what if you leave them all in a drawer somewhere and forget about them? By the way, countries from Britain and France to Israel and Brazil, they have these kind of stamps already, and there have been no runs on post offices in those places so far.
Oh, okay. So much for that. I guess I'll stick with my day job. All right. Well, thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.